Okay, we'll go on to agenda item B, which is 2019 to 2020 fall black bear seasons and regulations. This is also a decision. Somebody from the department going to be briefing us on this?
Yes, Chair. Members of the commission, this is Anise Audi, game division manager. We presented to you changes to the black bear hunting season at the last meeting. Basically, the changes we're asking for you to consider are to adjust the season dates to open August 1st statewide, to change the bag limits to two bear bag limits statewide. Currently, there are two bear bag limits on the west side only. We also asked to remove a few GMUs that don't have a bear population, just to make sure that folks are not going there expecting to harvest a bear. There were some recommended adjustments since we presented to you, and it's mainly to clarify there was a redundancy in those GMUs that we removed. They were in the table and in the text, so we removed them from the text, so now that they're only in the table. And then we clarified that the grizzly bear identification test is an annual test that they have to take. So those are the recommended changes to the rule. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to this time.
Is there discussion on this on the black bear issue?
This is Commissioner Thorburn.
Go ahead.
Should have raised this when it was presented to us, but there certainly seems to be enthusiastic support for this in terms of the testimony that we received since the presentation a couple of weeks ago. That's kind of neat, I think. I guess my question, though, relates to, I think, a conservation issue. In the spring, the sows are more likely to have young cubs. How is that protected with this expanded?
This is a fall bear season, obviously. So in a lot of the units, we already had an open season August 1st. We're just aligning the whole state.
Yeah.
So I don't think, you know, and then we do ask folks not to take a sow with cubs. And usually, if they're this year's cubs, they're right by her side.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be a conservation issue in that sense. Given that we already do this and there hasn't been a conservation issue, I don't think extending or having an August opener in these additional units are going to change things very much.
So how come it was closed previously in some units?
We do give regional folks get to kind of customize their
I see. Okay.
And so we allowed some of that latitude, but it really makes sense for simplification to have it all start at the same time. That way hunters are not having to guess. I mean, we do look at harvest data annually, and some of that could have been driven by the harvest data, the percent female in the harvest. So if you reduce seasons, you're likely to reduce harvest on those components. But when we looked at the data more recently, there wasn't a need to have those shorter seasons.
Great. Thank you.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. And another question on the conservation situation here. In recalling how this started over in Spokane, where there was a lot of testimony about pressure on ungulates, and the director asked the staff to take a look at this, and the material in Port Angeles, when I went back before this call to look at that conservation question, we had a slide about game management plan objective 88, which gets to the percent female bear mortality. Mm-hmm. And the standards that were in the plan said if it's less than 35%, liberalizing is an open question. If it's greater than 39%, then look at restricting. In that slide, that shows all the game units and all of the percent females back through 2007 and the five-year average. It looked to me like the 10-year average, all the percentages were less than 35%, with the exception of one that was at 35. And in the five-year average, they were all under 35%. And back to your history, you can see how things bounce around a little bit. So this is the slide that I looked at to make me feel like there's not a conservation concern with this proposal. Is that the right interpretation of the slide?
Yeah, it is correct. That's what we look at when we look at restrictions, is that percent female in the harvest and then the ages of those animals as well.
Great. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on this change?
Vice Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Thurman.
I move to adopt WAC 220-415-090 as presented by staff.
Is there a second?
Second, McIsaac.
Okay, this is Commissioner Baker. I actually didn't know whether I should comment on this before or after the motion. Decided to do it after the motion. I'll be voting no on this for a different reason, and this is one that I have discussed with staff. I didn't want to talk about it before the motion because I don't believe that there's a conservation problem with this change, and it is a multifaceted change, and I only object to one part of it. But just to let you know why I'm voting no, my concern is that the department has been engaged for some years now in a large study on black bear populations and then a follow-up study. So there was a five-year study, and now we're presently working on a two-year follow-up. That study is going to be published soon in a wildlife conservation journal, and I haven't seen it. I don't know exactly what it says, but in talking to staff, the bottom line, and please correct me if I'm wrong in these or even comment on my comments, that we are not sure on the east side of the mountain about bear populations, and there are holes in our data. The follow-up is to fix those holes and focus on those areas to see how many bears there are. And so given that degree of uncertainty, just increasing the two bear bag limit to the east side when we don't really know how many bears there are there seems to me to be premature. I would like to say that I support all of the rest of this regulation change, so that puts me in kind of an uncomfortable position. And so I've just decided the best thing for me to do is just vote no. Any comment on that comment?
Yeah, I could clarify a little bit on the research. Actually, the research showed there's a higher density on the east side. Where the discrepancy is on the west side. So, again, this research wasn't to try to get at density statewide. It was try to get a methodology so we can monitor density. So we do have estimates in those two areas where the research was done. And it shows that different places, there's different densities. So what we've done with that is we're going to start a monitoring process where we do rotate around this hare snaring to look at densities statewide over time. Still in its infancy, even though the papers come out, it does not have a statewide estimate. It just has estimates in those areas where we did the research. So because of that, we are going to monitor more closely through time. It'll take us a few years to get around the state. Right now, there's only two districts that are starting this, one on the east side, one on the west side. And one is in the northeast where, there is a potential for increased harvest. I do want to say that there's only almost 400 right now, currently 400 people that buy a second bear tag out of 14,000, out of 21,000 hunters. So the potential for a second bear to be harvested is very low. and we're currently only harvesting 31 second bears. So I think changing the bag limit to 2 on the east side, although it has the potential to increase harvest slightly, I don't think it's going to be a very large increase in harvest. So I feel very comfortable with our recommendation that it's not going to be a conservation issue as far as bear populations are concerned. So we will continue to monitor both the harvest and the populations through time. So, and we will bring recommendations to reduce harvest if that's needed in the future.
This is Commissioner Thorburn.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. This is an interesting discussion. And if you think about recent meetings and the discussions we've been having about population estimates, with the question around cougar populations, white-tailed deer populations, and now, you're raising a study that was basically about methodology to get further information about black bear populations. There's nothing perfect. We can't go door to door and count wildlife. So to use several methods and harvest is probably the most traditional method with game species. It's what we have trend information on because we've been using it forever in all three of the species, although we're not using harvest for cougars right now. And if we can get additional information and have more robust estimates of populations, that's great. But I think we need to just take that into consideration. The harvest data is what we've followed with black bears. And right now, as Don pointed out from the slide, we're within a sort of secure conservation territory with black bears. It's great that we're going to add another method to get more robust information, but, as Anise points out, it was really a method study, and now we'll start collecting that data. But I just think, we need to think about these are estimates of population, and the more data we can get, the better. That's basically what I have to say about this.
Are there any further comments on the motion?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
On a little bit separate tact, we received a lot of comment about a spring hunt, but that did not make it into the staff recommendation. I wonder if you could explain your rationale for that.
Yeah, so a general spring harvest is a whole different animal that will probably require a lot more public input. There's a lot more sensitivity around spring harvest because of cubs being so young and all these other things that go along with spring harvest. We do allow spring harvest by permit only currently, and we have a fairly high number of permits in those areas where you heard the comments from. So and the timeline for that is a different one as well. We usually bring you the spring hunting recommendations in the September commission meeting. So we wanted to get this in front of you in time for the fall season, and that's why we put this fall recommendation in. I don't think we will be bringing a spring general season recommendation without having a lot of public input on it, just because of the sensitivity of spring bear hunting, not just in Washington, but west-wide. So.
Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion on this motion, which has been seconded? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed is me, no. Sounds to me like the decision is to approve the requested change. Given that,